Number 38, plan equals power. It comes from a famous quote that just says, the man with a plan, or the woman, the man or woman with a plan is a man with a power. The man with a plan is a man with a power. And it's simple an observation that in life, if you bring something written down to a committee, you will largely affect the outcome of that committee or board. The man that brings the plan in is the man who really has the influence or power. I sat on a committee one time that was trying to pick a theme for a general conference for a quadrennium of our church. And we were the committee, and I wasn't real big into themes. I just came to the committee unprepared, as every other member of the committee did but one. And when the chairman of the committee said, well, what shall be our theme? You have any ideas? One guy on the committee opened up his briefcase and brought out a whole stack of papers and spun it all around. And he says, here are some various suggestions I've already worked on. Now, my favorite is the very first one there. You know, facing a task unfinished. I like that idea. What do you guys think about that? In fact, here. And he reached in the briefcase and pulled out another sheet. Here's some sheet music that is an actual song called Facing the Task Unfinished, and we could use that as a... Guess which one we adopted? The man with the plan was the man who had the influence, the man who had the power. So prepare for your committees and bring your plan on paper. Don't just bring a verbal plan, something on paper that's right out there in front. Now, you can expect them to revise that plan, too. Don't think that you bring the plan, you have to defend it exactly the way it is. In fact, you might even want to encourage people to revise the plan. Put your plan out there, get your pencil out, and as soon as people say, well, I have some real problems with this thing you brought here, say, oh, thanks, well, how can we change it? And let them, so you're directing the discussion toward the revision of that plan. So, the man with the plan is the man with the power. If you want to have influence for a positive sense, not for secular or carnal power, let me discourage you from that, but if you want to have a positive influence, bring something written down. And by and large, what that committee or what that board will adopt will probably look pretty much like what you brought. They'll revise it. In fact, when they revise it, that's how they make it their own. As soon as they started writing on that thing, it probably is going to get passed. As soon as they write some changes on there, it becomes a property of that board or committee.